The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
If you're not one to venture out on a Friday night for a St. Valentine's Day celebration beano with your beloved, perhaps you might plan a date night in with a favourite takeaway, a bottle of bubbles and a romantic movie on the menu. Well, I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, TV producer and film buff, who has some suggestions for St. Valentine's Day and, of course, the whole weekend. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, it's upon us. Now, straight out of the trap, I'm not really a Valentine's girl, although you'd think I was because I'm quite romantic at heart. But I feel, look, for me at this stage of my life, yeah, exactly. Candlelit dinner, movie, that's what I want at home, just to chill out and watch some of my favourites. And I've been busy, you know.
You've been looking at some of the great romantic movies. Let's start with The Notebook. Explain The Notebook, because it's a huge, it's almost like a an industry in itself.
It is. It is the gold standard of romance films. And I got a lot of direct messages on Instagram and email. Please put this in, because I know it's the ultimate slushy romance. And it's a binge. It's a long movie. You know, we're tipping 3 hours here. But it stars Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams. And of course, if you have not seen it, why not? It's the on-screen chemistry is electric. And of course, they dated in real life for 2 years afterwards. But when the film started, they actually couldn't stand each other. It was only afterwards, of course, that they fell madly in love. But the film is, of course, about unrequited love, love maybe that's gone awry. But there's a beautiful rain scene which wasn't planned. And the storm hit mid-filming. Of course, the director kept rolling. And it's one of the most iconic moments in the film. But we have a great clip. I think everyone will know this. It's right when Ryan's character is telling Rachel McAdams she needs to stay with him. So powerful.
You're born! You're born, you know it. You wouldn't be here if there wasn't something missing.
Aaron, son of a bitch!
Would you just stay with me?
Stay with you? What for? Look at us. We're already fighting.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass, which you are. 99% of the time. I'm not afraid to hurt your feelings. They have like a 2 second rebound rate and you're back doing the next pain in the ass thing.
So what?
So it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be really hard. And we're gonna have to work at this every day, but I wanna do that because I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me, every day. Will you do something for me? Please, you just picture your life for me. 30 years from now, 40 years from now, what's it look like? If it's with that guy, go. Go! I lost you once. I think I could do it again if I thought it's what you really wanted. But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? God damn it. What do you want?
I have to go.
Uh-oh.
It still brings a little emotional tear to my eye. I mean, look, 2004, it stood the test of time. People love it.
Now, people, if you ask them off the top of your head, what's the most romantic movie you've ever seen? They might say Titanic. Mm-hmm. They might say Casablanca. They might say Notting Hill. And these are all movies on your list.
They're all on my list. I mean, I really went through them all with fine-tooth comb because there's so many ones you could pick. But Titanic, obviously the classic 1997, you know, Leonardo and Kate Winslet. I think because their friendship stood the test of time, not only is this movie one that's one of our own classics and it's on our friendship list, I think, you know, to watch it again on Friday night with a bottle of wine and just enjoy the movie making that James Cameron did. I mean, he was a perfectionist. We all know that the actors stayed in water for hours and hours and freezing. It was very authentic, but Notting Hill is just the gorgeous one. I'm here standing in front of a boy, Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant at their absolute best in the London-based romance. It's a great
one. Let's stay with Julia Roberts because Pretty Woman, I suppose it's not woke enough today, really.
No, definitely
not. But it does stand the test of time for romantics.
It is. The ultimate kind of fairy tale Cinderella romance story starring Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And you know the famous necklace scene, I'm sure people do know this, where Richard Gere, of course, snaps the box shut on her fingers. That actually was not scripted. It was a prank because he enjoyed her company, thought she was good fun. But her reaction was so perfect that they kept it in. And I found a great clip because obviously 25 years or more of... I think it's over 30 years now at this stage of Pretty Woman. And there's a great piece on the Today Show in the United States where all of them were lined up. The first time they'd all been in a room in many, many, many years, decades in fact. And this is what they had to say, I suppose, about this experience with the late Gary Marshall, the director, on how Pretty Woman stood the test of time.
You're on my facts.
Well, that's one I haven't been on before.
Let's talk about some scenes. Julia, what's your favorite scene in the movie?
I don't know. Driving around in the car in Hollywood was pretty hilarious.
The Lotus.
Your foot's as big as your arm from your elbow to your wrist. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's a little bit of trivia.
I knew how to drive a car very well.
Well,
then.
You did. We went pretty fast for the cameraman, but they got it.
Richard is racking his brain. I can tell right now. Did you have a favorite scene?
Well, it was basically any scene where Julia was walking, which was fun for all of us.
In that outfit?
In that outfit, yeah. It was all about legs.
And those crazy boots.
And the boots.
Yeah, and then I had my red jacket and my little wig when we were on the street.
Where's
that was the only
now?
Piece of wardrobe, not original. We needed a jacket, and we didn't have one that we liked, so we... shoot on the street in Hollywood Boulevard. We saw a kid. I said, see if you can buy her jacket. And they said, we'll give her free tickets to Disneyland. I said, she don't want tickets. She wants money. Offer her money. And they gave her, and we got the jacket.
Pretty woman, say you'll stay.
No, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
Wow. If that's not whet the appetite to watch that particular classic on Friday night, I don't know what
now,
will.
I gave up on La La Land very early on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not a favourite.
Didn't take it at all, no.
Okay, well, we'll omit that one because there's so many others. And, you know, I know you love your old classic movies. I mean, Casablanca, that's one to watch on Friday night. 1942, the ultimate bitter
You know, there are people who don't watch movies like that because they're in black and white.
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Or some like it hot. They won't watch that because it's in black and white.
That's sad. That makes me sad. And, you know, there's so many iconic movies, and I know even the Stella Cinema are running some beautiful movies. I wanted to go and see Gone with the Wind, one of my absolute favourites, and that's showing there, I think, on Friday afternoon. 1939, a love story for all the ages. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Now, it's current at the moment because Bridget Jones is back.
I had to put this in. Of course, Mad About the Boy is out tomorrow. I've seen it and I really enjoyed it. It's very Bridget. And, you know, Valentine's...
Just to tease it for us... What's the scenario? Because, I mean, Bridget is older, obviously.
Bridget is older. We're 20 years on from Bridget Jones. And obviously, everybody will remember the classic in 2001. So, I Like You Very Much, Just As You Are. She's married Mark Darcy. Mark Darcy there's a failing. I can't give too much away because otherwise people won't go and see it. But it's about, you know, Bridget reigniting her love life again and what that's going to be and how that looks to her with a younger man. Should I say any more? I don't think so.
Say no more.
People
say
want
no
to
more.
Go and see it. It's
so
a modern
this is what
syndrome.
Number. There was Bridget Jones' Diary, the first one, The Edge of Reason. Bridget Jones' Baby, and now this one.
Yeah, 2016 was the last one. So, you know, I think just because everybody loves Bridget, and there's been kind of reports out in the newspapers today that she's toxic, she's not. Renee Zellweger had to come to her defence saying that, you know, it's a modern classic and we just have to take it for what it is. The new film, you know, is really good fun and it's all in the same vein of what Bridget Jones is. She's a remarkable
character.
But
you want to take us back with a clip from the original?
I think so. And this is why we love her. This is a great clip.
At times like this, continuing with one's life seems impossible, and eating the entire contents of one's fridge seems inevitable. I have two choices: to give up and accept permanent state of spinsterhood and eventual eating by actions, or not. And this time I choose not. I will not be defeated by a bad man and an American stick insect. Instead, I choose vodka and Chaka Khan. Hurrah! I am no longer a tragic spinster, but proper girlfriend of bona fide a sex god. So committed that he's taking me on a full-blown mini-break holiday weekend.
Just promise me we don't have to sit in any little boats and read poncy poetry to each other.
He's also agreed to protect me at Uncle Jeffrey's hideous Tarts and Vickers fancy dress party. This can't be just shagging. A mini-break means true love. Suddenly feel like Scream Goddess and Manner of Grace Kelly. Though perhaps ever so slightly less elegant under pressure.
The Measure of a Man, a mini break means true love.
A mini break means true love. And you know, the thing is, you know, if you want to do the Bridget Jones Marathon, it's the ultimate Valentine's gift to yourself. Big laughs, heartfelt moments and an unforgettable love story. The new one's good. Definitely go see it. Catch it with friends or
now,
family.
Now, the other night I was watching a bit of the original Day of the Jackal. I just wanted to see the movie to see how it compared with the current series. And it has dated terribly.
Okay.
Yeah, really terribly. And I was wondering if I was to go back to Cleopatra, which is one of your great love stories because of what happened off screen, not really on screen.
Of course.
Would it have dated terribly?
It's hard to know. Richard Burton, the late, great Richard Burton, and of course, Elizabeth Taylor. I loved it. I've always loved it. I don't know. I think it's like anything. You have to watch it retrospectively. I mean, you think of all, you know, Chariots of Fire, some of the greats, Gandhi, all those great movies, big epic movies. They do to a bit, but you have to take them for what they are. Cleopatra's a phenomenal movie. As we know, so many breaks throughout the filming and they finally got it up and running. One of the most expensive movies ever made at that time. But it's the romance between Burton and Taylor, who married twice, that really is the essence of what Cleopatra is. I mean, their chemistry sizzles on screen. So I'm urging people to watch some of the old as well as the
now,
new.
Now, you have a final clip you want to play for us from a movie I don't think I've seen, Enchanted.
So Amy Adams, this is a beautiful one. And I know a lot of people are snuggling up watching movies with their children, you know, or on Galentine's, people watching Legally Blonde, loads of other great movies. But Enchanted is such a beautiful little movie for kiddies and it's a modern day fairy tale story. It's an old movie now, but if you haven't seen it, here's a little clip.
Giselle!
Edward!
I'm sorry, but could you just be careful?
You!
But you're the one who's been holding my Giselle captive.
Just let's stay calm.
No!
You any last words before I dispatch you?
You have got to be kidding me.
Strange words.
No! These are my friends.
Oh.
This is Morgan. And Robert, this is Edward.
I've been dreaming of a true love's kiss.
These things too.
And a miss I have begun to miss. Pure and sweet, waiting to complete my love song. Yes, somewhere there's a maid I've never met who was made. Who was made to finish?
What's wrong?
You're not singing.
Oh, I'm not.
I can't believe you haven't seen
it. No, I haven't seen that. What is the conceit of this movie?
It's a Disney princess lands in a modern day New York. So it's perfect for kids and parents alike. And Amy Adams is the modern day Cinderella. And of course, the actor there is the Prince Charming. He's very cheesy and fun, but he makes the movie a bit like Daniel Cleaver in Bridget Jones. Amy Adams actually beat out 300 other actresses for the lead role. And Idina Menzel, that's Frozen's Elsa, was in the film, but didn't get to sing along. It's beautiful. They actually filmed the second installment, Disenchantment, up in Enniskerry near me a couple of years ago. So
you mentioned in passing there Cinderella. There was a modern version of Cinderella, which I actually did see with Lily James.
Yes, that's another great one if you wanted to watch it with, you know, parents and adults alike. So many others. Beauty and the Beast, you know, Shrek is another great one. Paddington 2, the heartwarming film with a tiny bit of romance. So there's plenty there for everyone. You know, partners, galentines, there's a whole shebang there. And I'd urge everyone just to snuggle up and watch a movie on Friday.
Now, sometimes if you go out, you can be affronted by confronted by couples who really can't stand each other. You're looking around the restaurant and there's a lot of discomfort, shall we say.
That's right. That's why I don't go out on
so
Valentine's.
So a good takeaway, a bottle of something sparkling.
Yeah, light a candle movie. And a great movie and you're set for the most romantic night of the year.
Lisa Cannon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.